Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Always good to be joined on the air by my producer, who's as good on the air as on the other side of the booth. Say hello again to Brendan Thomas.
Man, oh man, you are such an... You're feeding my ego so much here, let me tell you.
Well, I'll leave it up to God to humble you. That's God's department.
No,
I'll feed the ego, good cop, bad cop.
There we go. I'll take it. All right, so we'll start with some good news here. The White House on Friday announced that they will lift a COVID-19 travel restriction for fully vaccinated international visitors starting on November 8th. This has now broken a 21-month period where there was nobody from internationals that could enter into the United States for travel reasons. The U.S. will also accept mixed doses of vaccines if you are vaccinated.
And oh, that's darn nice of them.
Exactly.
Are they willing to accept mixed doses?
Wow. I didn't know that they were going to.
They're so magnanimous, the crumbs they throw us from the table. I'm just in awe.
I know. And other news also with that would be there's no quarantining that would be necessary with this, too. I was kind of worried because a lot of traveling early on during the COVID restriction is you still had a quarantine for 2 weeks, and thus you didn't really have a vacation. You just stayed in.
Well, Uncle Joe's just great about the way he treats everybody else in the world. What about us?
Exactly.
What about those of us that live here as citizens?
Exactly. But I'll take the little breadcrumbs where needed.
When Biden accidentally does something right, let's accept it.
Right, right. All right, so next news story, you're going to like this one about a little bit. Hopefully, we'll see.
Well, I love the movie, but if you're talking about the new twist in the comic book, is that where you're headed?
That's where I was going with it.
All give us the wonderful news.
So we got the two news stories about based on the Superman comics that are coming out. The original motto of Superman was, do you remember?
Well, truth, justice, and the American way. And
exactly.
They're taking out the American way.
Exactly. Now it's going to be truth, justice, and a better tomorrow.
Oh, I thought he was going to say in a better green deal for tomorrow.
The CEO of DC Comics, Jim Lee, stated that the new motto is supposed to reflect global storylines instead of focusing just on American storylines.
The guy was supposed to be from another planet, Krypton. We got the whole universe out there, and they got to get global.
Exactly. And then the other news, too, Superman's son in the comics is now supposed to be bisexual.
The son
as
of
well.
Him and Lois Lane, and he's and there's a picture that's been floating around everywhere of him making out with a guy.
Is that really true? Like,
I've seen the picture on the news on TV. I've assumed it's from the comics, but I have not picked up one of the comic books in my hand.
Exactly.
So I guess I'd have to.
I'll just wait till the comics.
I'll just guess. I'll technically say I don't know, but they're certainly showing that on TV.
This is just another version of PC culture coming out, basically.
Oh, absolutely. And people are just scared to death. They had a comedian on the Greg Gutfeld show, and even a conservative gay person. I don't agree with his lifestyle, but still, he was fair enough to say, can't you just leave Superman alone? If you want to have a gay superhero, have a new guy. Why go back and revisit the old ones? So
I know. I like the original Superman. And again, I was never offended with the truth, justice, and the American way. I think it's fine.
And personally, they had a great line in Superman 1, the Christopher Reeve one, where he tells Lois he's here for truth, justice, and the American way. She goes, you're going to be fighting every politician in Washington. Boy,
how convenient is this?
Wow, back in the days when even Superman spoke the actual truth.
Yeah. And quickly before the last story for you, the San Diego High School District has announced that they will ban critical race theory from teachings now.
And what state are they in?
They're in North County of San Diego.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Huge, huge news there. But unfortunately, I can't go into much detail since.
And of course, people try to conflate that and say that means they don't care about racial relations. And that's not what critical race theory is about. Critical race theory is about walking in and telling even kids in the first grade that if they're white, they should feel bad about their privilege. It's dividing people. It's not uniting people. We made a lot of progress in the late 60s and early 70s. I'm not a big fan of the hippie communes and things, but it is fun to look back at Woodstock and places like that. And there's black people and white people holding hands and singing Kumbaya. We've lost something. Critical race theory has more in common with George Wallace and the Dixiecrat segregationists than they have with Martin Luther King, not by the color of his skin, the character.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.